Your Bible today, turn to John chapter 18. John chapter 18. We do appreciate the Lord. Appreciate all He does. Good to see you in the house of the Lord tonight. And appreciate what you mean to Him, what you mean to the church. Amen. Good to have Brother Joe with tonight. Pray for him. He's got a wing that's busted, so pray. God will just touch him to the heel of his body. These others are sick. Got a lot of sickness. A lot of people got these old cold, Brother Rex. Some of them's been having these old cold stuff going on. But God knows where we're at. Quit that, sis. Amen. But we do appreciate God. Appreciate what He's doing. And He loves us. Amen. And He's going to take care of us and give us that we need day by day, that we might be strengthened in that in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget next Saturday morning. We'll be leaving out. We need to be there by 6:45 at the latest. We'll be leaving out at 7 o'clock. So at Sonics. So if you don't have a ride, make sure you get with somebody tonight. And if you're not, if for some reason you're not going, let us know too. We've got 6 seats left. So anybody that wants to go, we're going to put it out to the other folks tomorrow. So anybody that would like to go, well, let us know. Okay, we'll get your name on the list. Amen. I want to go to Raleigh and have a good time. Just stand for God down there. Praise God. Amen. If you have your place, stand with us in honor of reading God's Word. John chapter 18. We want to begin at verse 1. John 18, verse 1. Bible says, when Jesus had spoken these things, He went forth. Now we're talking about the high priestly prayer that Jesus prayed as He is going to the garden. Amen. He was talking to the Father. He was talking to the Father for Himself. He was talking to the Father for the disciples, and He was talking to the Father for the people that the disciples would touch, and He was talking to the Father for me and you. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. He had a desire in his heart as he went along. Amen. But he said as he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where was a garden into which he entered and his disciples. Now watch this. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oft-times resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? And they answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spake, of them which thou gavest me, I have lost none. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear, and the servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, God, we love you and we thank you for the opportunity, God, just to look at your precious word, your precious ride, one more time. God, we pray, Lord, you touch our hearts tonight as we gather together. God, and I pray that each one of your people came together to be blessed. And God, I pray that you just pep us pull up tonight and get a blessing. Heavenly Father, it's already been mentioned that we might go out running over. God, having our cup full, Heavenly Father, into a lost and a dying world. Oh, God, I pray, Heavenly Father, just give us the strength, give us the power from the throne of grace, God, to stand for you one more time, to stand with you, God, in these last days in which we live. Lord, we need some power tonight. We need some strength. And God, we know that we don't have it within ourselves, but we know one that does. And God, we ask you, Lord, to give us that help. Empower us, Heavenly Father, even here tonight. Begin to start us on a journey and help us, God, to make that climb for the glory of God. Lord, we love you tonight and we thank you for all you do. Touch these old stammering lips, give a clear thought, clear to speech, that we might magnify your blessed name according to your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. You may be seated. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be our help on this topic. The power in the garden. The power in the garden. We preached this morning, we're talking about that. When we come together and we come to that mountaintop experience, when this thing's all said and done, the life's things have been done, praise God, and we come to stand with the Lord. I hope you got that this morning. We didn't come just nonchalantly, but praise God that we come to stand with God in these last days. Amen. Glory be to God. What a blessing it is. What an opportunity we have to stand with God in the day that we live. The last days, and amen, before the manifestation of the Lord Himself, we have an opportunity to stand with Him and stand for Him today. And we need to know that, and we need to know, praise God, tonight, that we have the power to do that. I'm talking about to born again child, children of God. We have the power. We've been empowered to stand with God. That power from on high. I want to notice just a few things tonight out of this, if God will be our help. And we see in the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, we see the power of the prayer in the garden. Amen. We see the place where Jesus would go. He had a possession of the spirit of power. Amen. Of prayer. And he would, through that spirit of prayer, he would go to a place. Amen. And he would make supplication to the Father. And there was the presence of the spirit of prayer. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the presence of the spirit of prayer. You know, the first thing you do, if you go to your place and you try to pray and seek God's face, if you ain't careful, the devil will sneak in there and he'll rock you to sleep. He'll take your mind and put it on 1,000 other things. Amen. But I will say, praise God, that Jesus came and he had to be possessed the spirit of prayer. Amen. In other words, praise God, he could ring the prayer bells of heaven. He could get a hold of the Father. Amen. And I'm glad tonight he can, because he's on my side. He's there making intercession for me and you tonight. And I'm so thankful to that, praise God. He believed in the spirit of prayer. He had the spirit of prayer. He possessed that spirit of prayer. But not only did he have to possess the spirit of prayer, he had a place of prayer. Amen. Now I wonder, tonight, do you have a place of prayer? Do you have a place where you can sneak off and get along with God? You need to. If you don't have, you ought to. You know, a preacher, I can just pray there at the house. And no, you can't. We need to have a special place so we can sneak away with God. It's important that we have that, amen. We need some alone time with God. I tell you what, it'd change your life forever when you get the power of prayer in your life. We begin to sneak away with God, amen, and begin to commune with Him and Him with us. See, I think a lot of times our prayer life is one-sided. We go and we take Him our needs and we say, well, Lord, you know, I need this. And it's like a shopping list. I think a lot of times we go to the Lord, it's just like a grocery list. And Lord, well, you know, we need this and I need that and I need this. And by the way, I need it right now. Amen. But praise God, the Lord, He didn't only possess the spirit of power, but He had a place of prayer. But now I want you to notice something tonight. There was a man called Judas. And Judas not only knew about that spirit of prayer, he had seen it in the Lord. He also, the Bible tells us, that he knew about that place of prayer. Yeah. Amen? Praise God. He knew the power of the spirit of prayer. He knew the place of the spirit of prayer and the power that was in the place. I wonder why it didn't change him. Huh? But see what happens if we ain't very careful. I mean, we isolate ourselves. We take ourselves out of the picture and we say, you know, I'm past that. You know, I'm better. I'm better than brother so-and-so is. I don't have to spend all time. I'm good enough. Huh? But you know, I've got, you know, I've got this thing and everything seems to be going my way, so I must be all right. I want to say a lot. I believe that's the deception of the devil. Yeah. Amen. We get things that seems like everything's going your way. You better wake up and smell the roses, praise God, because you may be being led by the wrong spirit. Amen. Oh, Judas, he knew about the possession of the Spirit. He knew about the place of the Spirit. Amen. But he didn't ever participate in what was taking place there. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, we can gather together. We can go through a form and a fashion. But praise God, till we begin to participate in it, we'll never get in on the blessing. We've been taking here on Wednesday nights. And we've been, at the end of service, we've been taking our subjects. and we've been lifting our hand and saying and calling out names of loved ones that need a special touch of God, need to be saved or whatever it might be, and praise God, we're bringing them supplication to the altar. We're taking time on Wednesday night to do that. And we're doing that expecting, praise God, till they be saved, till they be renewed, till they be drawn, till they be helped, till they get what they need. Amen. Amen. Expecting, amen, God to move. If we don't ever come to that place expecting, see, that's what happened to Judas. He knew about the power of it. He knew about the place of it, but he never realized and recognized it himself. He never did participate. Amen. He never, in other words, he never did get any on him. If he had ever got any, praise God, got it on him, he'd have been a changed man. Amen. He would have been changed. Amen. He knew about that place. He knew about the power of the prayer that was in that garden. Amen. Not only did he know about the power and the prayer in that garden, but he knew about, praise God, there was power and the knowledge that Christ had of the future. Amen. Christ had a knowledge of the future. The Bible says in verse 4, it says, Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him. Can I say this tonight? Jesus, there's none of this stuff that took him by surprise. Those soldiers, I get blows by my mind. I get to thinking, don't they? I guess I try to, I'm a shallow-minded or deep-thinking one. I don't know which it is. But I get to thinking on this. I can just see Judas and all them soldiers getting there, and they're getting their sticks and their clubs and their knives and all their weapons of mass destruction together at that time. Amen? And they're getting themselves together, and they're psyching themselves up. Yeah, we're going to go do this. And this Jesus, we're going to go take him. And they got and they're in the back room. They're whispering. You know, yeah, man, yeah, this is tonight. We're gonna do it tonight. Well, this is it. We're gonna sneak in there, and we're gonna sneak up on him. And boy, we're gonna waylay him, and he'll never know what hit him. Yeah, but you know, you say how simple, preacher, that sounds silly. But I believe, praise God, tonight we the same kind of people. We think we can sneak things in on God and he don't see it, but praise God, he knows all things. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Praise God, there was some power in that garden, amen, the power of knowledge, the power of wisdom, praise God, that supersedes anything this world has. And it was in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So when they, I get to thinking about that, I say, you know, here they come. They're easing in there. Sneak, I just see them sneaking along. They get close and they get bold, you know. They get real brazen about it. Kind of like a lot of the world today. You say, boy, I'm going to, hey, come on, boys. We're just going to go here. We're going to pull one on God. Amen. We're just going to march on in there. Amen. We've got everything we need. Just pull a fast one on God. And they go march here. The Bible says that Jesus met them on the way. Amen. He knew, praise God, that they was a coming before they ever set foot, before they ever left the temple. Amen. Praise God. God knows where you're at, praise God, before you ever step out to go. Don't that make you change your thinking on him? Amen. Before we ever step out, praise God, there he knows. He knew what was going to be accomplished. He knew the things that had to be accomplished, praise God, according to God's will. So he says, here these guys come out and they come after him. And they think they're hiding it. The Bible said, Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them. Amen. He met them on the way. Yeah, I just see him. He says, where are you going, fellas? Who are you looking for? Can you see him? He's there in the garden. Amen. And he knows exactly what's taking place. Amen. He was the knowledge, praise God, the power, the knowledge that Christ had. And I want to say, glory, he hasn't relinquished any of that power. He still knows the thoughts and intents of men's hearts. Amen. Still has the power to rightly divide. Amen. Asunder the soul and the spirit, praise God, even tonight. So we see these fellows as they come up there. Jesus knew exactly what was taking place. And he tells over in Luke chapter 18 about how all this stuff should be accomplished. Amen. According to his will. He said, then he took unto him, verse 31, 12, and said to them, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things, now watch this, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man, what shall be accomplished? He said, everything that you've ever heard from the prophets, Luke chapter 18, verse 31, he said, everything that you've heard of from the prophets, everything the prophets told you down through the years, pray God is fixing to take place. But I get excited when I think about that, because everything that the prophets have told us down through the ages, praise God, it's fixing to take place. We're fixing to see a mighty move of God in this land. Amen. People don't want it. Amen. Most people don't want it today. I believe a lot of folks is going that claim to be Christian is going to be sitting on the stool of do nothing, and the Lord's going to move upon this land, and praise God, they're going to miss it. Kind of like that bunch that was stoned back in the 60s. They don't even remember the 60s. Amen. When they come to themselves, they was already in the 70s. Amen. Messed up. But I'm afraid that's the way a lot of God's people's going to be if we don't wake up. Amen. Realize, praise God, this thing it's playing right into the hands of God just exactly the way He set it up. The prophecy is being fulfilled. Amen. He said, concerning Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted on. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death. And the third day, now watch this, the third day he shall rise again. He was telling them the end from the beginning. Amen. He said that this is what you need to be looking for. And said, so they understood none of these things. And this saying was hid from them. Neither knew they the things which were spoken. They couldn't understand it. Couldn't understand. Amen. I believe a lot of people today just don't understand. We don't understand, praise God, that God is real. His word is real. His word is right. Amen. We say, well, preacher, there's places I disagree with. Well, then you disagree with God. Right. Amen. Hey, let me just say, guess who's wrong? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Guess who's wrong? It ain't God. His word is absolutely perfect, absolutely all the time. Amen. It, without any error or anything like that. Praise God, He's absolutely correct in everything that He says. Everything He says, praise God, will come to pass. So we see the power of prayer in the garden. We see the power of His knowledge in the garden. He knew the beginning from the end. Amen. But we also see the power concerning Himself. Amen. Look at verse 5. He said, I am. He said, whom seek ye? Now watch this. They said, whom seek ye? He asked them that. Because He knew they come seeking somebody. I mean, they were armed to the teeth. They was ready to do battle. And the major thing about that, praise God, Jesus, they said, was a great teacher. Now, can you imagine getting together, Brother X, me and you and a bunch of these fellas in here, big old brutes of guy, and go down there to the schoolhouse after one of the teachers? I mean, armed to the teeth, go down there and do battle. It's ridiculous, ain't it? See how ridiculous humanity is when it comes to the things of God? Amen. Say, we go down there armed to teeth, ready to do battle with a great teacher. Never heard a flea, praise God. Just taught and told them the truth, praise God. And they didn't like the truth, praise God. And it got under their flesh. There's a whole lot of people today, praise God, the power of God and His truth gets under their flesh. Amen. So what you say, well, preacher, what did I do about that? Just get rid of the flesh. Mortify the deeds, praise God, the deeds thereof, amen. And the Lord will begin to bless you and help you. Just get out from under the flesh. Praise God. But they come to Him and He said, who are you looking for? He said, I said, we're looking for that old despised, rejected Nazarene. He said, we come for that old despised and rejected Nazarene. That's the one we're looking for. Have you seen Him? Amen. Have you seen that old despised and rejected one? And the Lord, but notice what the Lord said. He said, I am He. The power concerning Himself, praise God. He said, hey, if that's who you're looking for, you're looking at Him. Amen. He said, I'm right here in front of you. Praise God. If this is who you're really looking at. See, I want to say, praise God, that's the same answer he's given to me and you and everybody else tonight when we come looking, seeking for him, praise God. And we say, where is that old despised and rejected one? He says, here I am. Amen. You know, amazing thing about that, Brother Rick, that the Lord Jesus Christ, he's not ashamed of us, but we're ashamed of him. Amen. Oh, that old despised, rejected, we're ashamed of him in a lot of instances, but praise God, he's never ashamed of us. Sounds like it should be on the other foot, shouldn't it? Amen. Hey, he ought to be ashamed of me. Hey, he ought to be ashamed to call me a brother. I'm not worthy. But praise God, he went past that and caused me an heir to join there. Amen. Glory be to God. Because, why? Because he knows me. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said, "Where? Who are you?" He said, "Who?" He said, "Whom seek you?" He said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Amen. Amen. Praise God. The power concerning self, but notice also the power over his enemies. Verse 6, he says, whenever he had spoken to them, he said, they went backward and fell to the ground. Now I want you to notice something here. I want you to notice the very mercy of God right here. Do you realize there's mercy even in this? Amen. Because instead of, hey, when he said, I am he, praise God, in the power and authority of God Almighty, amen. Instead of falling to the ground, Brother Rex, they could have fell right into the pit of hell. Amen. I'm telling you, God's hand of mercy was all over them. Amen. Instead of sending them to hell right then for rebelling against God and despise, calling him a despised and rejected, praise God, he just said, here I am. He said, here I am. He just showed himself to them. Amen. Come looking for them and show. And didn't send them to hell like they deserved. Amen. They deserved hell. They come looking with no good intentions. Amen. Hey, I believe a lot of folks today come looking, but they come looking with no good intentions. They come to despitefully use and abuse the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But praise be to God, I'm glad he overcomes the enemies. Praise God. Amen. Hey, there ain't no power that'll stand against him. Amen. He is ultimate power, the power, praise God, of his mind. Praise God. The power that he has. Amen. He even has power over his own life. Nobody could take his life from him. Amen. We can't say the same thing. Amen. So we see, not only see the power concerning himself, but we seek a power concerning his enemies. The power that he has over life. Look at John chapter 10. John chapter 10 and verse 17. He said, therefore doth my Father love me. Now first he said, well, I'm the shepherd of the fold. Amen. And he says, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Amen. John chapter 10, verse 17. He said, that I lay down my life that I might take it again. He said, amen. He said, hey, they can't take my life, but he said, I gladly lay down my life. And he said, if I lay it down, praise God, he said, I can take it up again. Amen. Glory to God. That's the God we're serving. He has life in that in abundance. He said, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. Now watch this. He said, I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up. This commandment have I received from my Father. So he says here, he said, hey, listen. He said, I have power over my own life. He said, my destiny's in my hands. And praise God. But he said, I'm going to take my day. I'm going to lay down my life, praise God, for you. And because so that you can have a surety, so that you can get out of this mess that you're in. He said, glory be to God, just as sure as I lay it down, I'm going to take it up again. He said, I have the power to lay it down. Life. Talking about life. Are you getting this? He said, I have power to lay down life, to give up life. But he said, I also have power to take up life. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad he does, because one day he's going to take mine to him. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He's going to reach down to his valley, right down to where we're at, and just pick us up, glory be to God, and take our life right to him. And praise God, then we'll have life in abundance on that day. Praise the Lord. What a day that'll be. Amen. Glory to God. So we see the power that he has over his enemies in verse 6. In verse 8, we see the power of his love for his own. Amen. Do you realize how much Jesus loves you? Huh? Realize how much He loves you? He loved you enough to lay down His life for you, to give His life. I want to ask you a question tonight. How many of you would be willing to give your life for somebody else? I hope us husbands would be a man enough to lay down our life for our family, our children, our wife. Amen. But how many of us love somebody enough to give our life for a stranger? Amen. But we could give our life to somebody that we loved. Amen. See, Jesus didn't have no problem giving His life for us because He loved us like children. Amen. He loved us like one of the family. Praise God. See, that's what amazes me. That's how He helps me. Because He loves me like I'm family. Amen. Some of you say, well, preacher, I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I've got a pretty sorry family, you know, and they don't care much for me. I want to say, Jesus loves you with a godly love. Amen. He's got the right family and the right attitude for the family. Amen. Praise the Lord. So He laid down His life for His family, praise God. He gave Himself for His family. In verse 8, He said, they told Him, we're going to take you in. They begin to lay hold. And you know what He said? He said, He loved us enough. Mercy and grace was there. And He said, let these go. Amen. Praise God. He said, we all deserved it. Hey, everybody there deserved death that night. But Jesus. Everybody there deserved hell that night, but Jesus. Amen. But He took upon Himself to be that sacrifice for humanity. He loved us so much, praise God. He said, hey, listen, you go ahead and take me, but let these go. Amen. I want to say, though, that these and that, at these, He said, let these go, that these, Brother Charles, that was me and you. Amen. He said, let these go. He said, I know they're old, sinful, wicked, vile people. They don't deserve hell. They deserve hell. But He said, please, let them go. Before He ever took His life, Brother X, He was already interceding on our behalf. Amen. We know from the high priestly power, He was on our side on His way to the garden. He got the power when He was in the garden, praise God. And He's still interceding today. Amen. For old sinners, amen. The power of His love. For me and you, for His own, amen, even tonight. Praise God. Why? Because of Christ's attitude for death. The power of death. The power of the darkness of this world. Amen. He came to destroy the darkness. That the light might manifest itself, praise God, throughout the ages. He came to secure, praise God, He said, the sheep of His pasture. Amen. He come to secure His sheep. He come to give us security. He come to give us the peace, praise God, that we need, we can only get through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. He came to become that substitute for surety for me and you. So that we might go free, praise God, and not suffer the penalty of sin. Amen. The wage of sin's death. Amen. We all deserved it. But Jesus said, I came to lay down my life for you. And he told them soldiers, he said, hey, listen. He said, let these go. Praise God. He said, you've got what you came for. Let these go. Praise God. I thank God He did. Amen. I thank God He let me go when I was deserving hell. Praise God. Instead of sending me, casting me off into hell, praise God. He let me go. He let me go one more day. He let me go one more week. Praise God. Let me go to an old-fashioned altar. Amen. Let me go to a place of repentance. Amen. Unto salvation. Praise God. I'm glad He let me go. Amen. Till I got to a place of repentance. You know, God will still let you go. He's still saying, I'm glad you'll let you go. Amen. Sometimes we, our people, pray. We run just as hard as we can from the Lord, don't we? Don't they? Just as hard as they can go from the Lord. Amen. And God just lets them go. You say, well, I don't understand why God's letting them go. He's letting them run to a place of repentance. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you believe that? I expect that. Amen. He came to seek and to save that was lost, praise God. And He said, just let it go. Let these go, praise God. He said, till I catch up with them, till I put the word in their heart, till I touch them with the Spirit so I can save them from the devil's hell. Amen. said to the enemy, come along. He said he overcome the enemy, the power of God. And he said, hey, listen, said I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to remove that enemy. Remove that force of wickedness, that force of evil, pray God. And I'm going to let them go. Praise God, till I can find a place of repentance in their heart. Amen. You ever wonder why sometimes we struggle so much? I believe it's because God's just letting us go. Amen. See, he's a gentleman. He don't take his club out and, like a caveman, bash us in the head. Grab us by the hair and drag us, back. He ought to. Amen. He ought to. He ought to just club us down, knock us down, grab us by the hair, drag us back to where he set us back up, clean us up there and say, all right, let's try this again. Okay. Amen. That's what I would do. Amen. She glad I ain't God. Amen. But hey, but he don't do that. He's a gentleman. He loves us. He cares for us. He's a shepherd of the sheep. He lets us go till we get out there. And praise God, when we get to them places where harm is, praise God, our substitute, praise God. And sometimes I believe he puts himself out there for us. Amen. Puts himself between that harm that would come to us, and praise God, and ourselves. Amen. We have an advocate with the Father, praise God, who's not afraid to be our advocate. Bless his holy name. Amen. He is our substitute, the surety that we have. Not only is our substitute, but praise God, he's the power. We see the power of his submission in the garden. See, the reason Jesus had so much power, because he was submissive to the Father. Amen. When Peter jerked out his sword, because they asked him, he said, have you a sword? And he said, yeah, I got one. Peter had one. He said, I'm ready to fight. Amen. So when them soldiers come and they was taking the Lord, Peter whipped his sword out. And he said, well, I guess this is it. He said, we're going to die now. And pull that sword out. And old Malchus, bless his heart, poor Malchus has to happen to be there. And so as Peter took, he was trying. Hey, he didn't mean to cut his ear off. He meant to cut his head off. Amen. But praise God, the Lord stepped up and he healed old Malchus' ear. He said, Peter said, put that sword back in its sheath. Amen. He said, we didn't come this way. He said, this bitter cup that I've got to drink. But see, Jesus, when he took that bitter cup, he reached out and took that cup. He said, Peter said, this bitter cup that I've got to drink. He said, it's mine to do. Amen. He said, just put your sword up. Amen. He said, I'm going to take it from here. He said, I'm going to do the will of the Father. Amen. He said, in other words, what he was saying, our weapon of warfare, it's not carnal to the tearing, but praise God, it's spiritual to the tearing down of strongholds. Amen. He said, the war we're raging, the weapon that we use, praise God, is a spiritual weapon. Amen. And it's being submissive to the Father. Jesus, through his submissive to the Father, praise God, he was able to reach out in mighty obedience to God and take that bitter cup into his hands. Amen. Praise God, what a God. You say, well, preacher, how can we go through the things we go through? We can't do it by being submissive to God, by putting our trust and our faith in God. The power that he had, praise God, in the garden, the power that Jesus had, praise God, concerning all these things, amen, is still the power that he had when he took that bitter cup and took it for me and you. The power that he had. You know the power it took to do that? I mean, I'm talking about the perfect Lamb of God took upon himself the sins of the whole world, past, present, and future. Amen. He that knew no sin became sin for the whole world. Now you think about that. I was thinking about this the other night. He became sin for the whole world. And I mean, we just look out, Brother John, we just look out now and get just a little bit of picture how wicked this world is. But you realize Jesus died for every old sinner that's ever lived. He took the sins of the whole world, past, present, future, upon himself that day. He said, Peter, he said, the power of that submission, the power of being sold out to God. James talks about that. Amen. He said, if we just submit ourselves to God and resist the devil. Amen. You say, well, that sounds pretty simple. No, not if we truly submit ourselves to God. Amen. That means, Brother Charles, that we work at submission. It means that we work at giving ourselves to God wholly, unreservedly. Amen. What he said to people, he said, hey, listen, this I've got to do, this cup I've got to take. Praise God, I've got to take the whole thing. He said, I can't just take part of it. I have to take the whole thing into myself. He said, hey, don't stop me from doing what I've got to do. He said, I've got to take the whole cup. Amen. Nothing's exempt. Nothing's left out. He said, I've got to take the whole thing unto myself. Praise God. That's that submission, that power of submission to God. Amen. He had it there in the garden. Praise the Lord. He surrendered in obedience to God, even the obedience unto death. Amen. Praise God. They was a out there in Oregon. They had a shooting week before last. Out there in Oregon, they said that fellow went in and he was taking those students, made them lay down in the floor, and he was having them stand up one at a time, and he is asking them about their faith. And when they had stand up, and if they said, what's your faith? And they said, well, I'm a Christian. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, well, in just a second, you're going to meet him. Boom. And shot him in the head. Huh? Amen. You know what? It was some of them people. Some of them young people. Boy, I tell you, they just blessed my soul. Amen. I despise what he done. I hate the devil and the wickedness that he causes. But praise God, it set a bubble up in my soul that there's still some young boys and girls out there, some young men and women, praise God, and stand up and say, I love the Lord Jesus, praise God. I will not recant, praise God. I love the Lord. Pray even to giving. You know what they did? They come in full submission, subjection to God. Amen. They come in a full submission to him. Say, Lord, here I am. The time of testing's here. And I'm just going to stand the test, Lord. I'm going to put my faith in you. Guess what? Amen. They thought that, and the next thought they had was of glory. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That gun went off, and praise the Lord, they went. That old body of clay went down, and the spirit, praise God, went back to God who gave it. Amen. I'm talking about submission. The power of submission in the garden. Amen. Praise God, that power of submission, it was a power of obedience. It was a power that brought triumph even unto resurrection from the dead. Amen. Because of obedience to the Father. And he said, you know what we got to do, praise God? He said, because of the power that we had in the garden, amen, he said, we can step out today in that perfect power of the Lord Jesus Christ and just follow in his footsteps. Amen. He said, all we can do, church, all we can do is just follow in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ in that perfect power that he had, praise God, there in the garden. He had a power of prayer. He had all the power that he needed, praise God, because he had put his whole being, his fiber, every ounce of him, praise God, he had put it in the hands of his heavenly Father. Amen. All we can do, church, tonight is put ourselves, our whole being, in the hands of God. Amen. Say, Lord, here I am. Amen. I can't do nothing without you. I need your help, and I need it right now. We need it today, amen. The power to follow in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ. They may be a time before long, Blake, that somebody may come into your school, and they may say, what's your faith? I wonder if we'd have enough God in us to say, I'm a Christian. I love the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that it might cost us our life. Would we have enough faith to believe that? But boy, I tell you, praise God, it'd be worth it all. Amen. But we can when we just subject ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the good God of glory. Amen. Realizing that he holds it all anyway. Everything about us, even every fiber of our being, praise God, is in the hand of God. And when we put our faith and our trust in him, realizing, praise God, that no matter what happens in this world, guess what? He's still God. And he still got me and you. And he'll keep us, praise God, because he told the Father, he said, I'm glad at all that you've given me. He said, I haven't lost a one. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that tonight? The power that was there in the garden.